time for Mark Maverick in the Morning.
I serve a society by rocking, liberating people with my music. It's called the music.
Music is my life, man.
Are you ready to rock? 'Cause here we go.
All right, yes, we are ready to go. I'm Mark Maverick with Mark Maverick in the Mornings. It's 11 o'clock Pacific time, and on a Thursday now, we change from Tuesdays to Thursdays. That means we have a special guest. Today we're going to be talking with Patrick Duvall. I got it right that time. Yeah, out of Miami, Florida, and we are going to be rocking out with his music and talking about all of his music videos he has as well. So don't go away. Stay tuned. We're going to be doing some great music right here on Indie 104 and iRadio LA.
Indie 104.7 FM. the best independent music.
104.7 FM.
Playing your music.
All righty, 4 minutes past the hour right here, Indy 104 and iRadio LA. I'm Mark Maverick, and we have a special guest all the way from Miami, Florida, Patrick Duvall. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I love
to be here.
Oh, man, it's great to have you here. Now, that last song we just listened to, I love that one there, not only because of the video, but it's got that 80s sound, kind of like Devo right. or something, too. So how'd you come up with that?
I never really think much about when I'm going to write a song. I just sit there, pick up my guitar, and it just comes out. And, that's from Karma Tonight, 2013. So I really can't remember even when I wrote it, to be honest with you. But what I can say is that, I always start off with the guitar and the riff. Mm-hmm. And then I slowly work my way and start putting the pieces together, and that's the end result.
So the title track is, or the track title is Manipulation Machine.
Right.
So now the video that you did to this, which is awesome by the way, is King Kong.
That's right.
So first off, what is the song technically about, and then how did you get the King Kong pin?
The song deals with the system and a lot of the corrupt, things that are going on in the system, whichever way you want to look at it, any particular type of it's just I see it as I've been a struggling musician for a long time, and I see it's kind of me against the world kind of thing,
Mm-hmm.
So it's that's the way I see the song. It's I wanted to have I've always been inspired by classic films. I'm a big movie buff, especially classic stuff. I once did H.G. Wells' Time Machine.
Oh, I love that one.
And so this was I always wanted to do King Kong. My big problem was how was I going to get some toy, some puppet, to walk. And I love the guy who did Clash of the Titans. I forget the animator. I forget his name. Harry. I forget his name. But mm-hmm. Huge inspiration. And so what I tried doing was I wanted to imitate kind of what he was doing back in the 60s and 70s. And so King Kong, I looked at the 1933 film, and I went from there. I tried looking at what to cut out, what to put into my video, and I had a great time doing it. I mean, there were months actually where I had writer's block because uh-huh. I couldn't get my King Kong to walk properly, and in Hollywood they use pegs under their feet. And the toy I was using, it had three faces, so that was great. But it didn't have pegs, So he was sliding across,
doing the shuffle.
He was on a skateboard, is what he was doing. And but I finally managed to get him to walk properly, and I'm glad you enjoy it.
Yeah, it's great. Because those I really like those type of videos, because it takes more to do those than it is just to do a regular music video. We got the great lighting, the perfect camera, and all that stuff. But this, there's actually creativity in it, and a lot of work, or a lot more work, I should say.
Right.
So now how long did it actually take you to get him to move those parts? Because isn't it like a day for 10 seconds, I think they call it?
Yeah, they use, I think, 24 frames per second. I think I really don't follow any rules. I tried initially following like the Hollywood standard. What is it? I think it's 24 frames per shot per second. And I use Sony Vegas a lot. I'm a Sony Vegas guy. I get in there. I took a bunch of shots. I would take a picture, and I would try to move them a little bit and take another picture. And, eventually when I put it into the editing software, for, like I said, for a long time, he was just on a skateboard. and just sliding across, and I was real frustrated. And when I get real frustrated, I think the best thing you could do is just walk away for a few hours for a day. So there was like weeks that I was just so pissed off that I didn't even go back. And then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try again today. And I would try again, and there's skateboard once again, and it's a tedious process, you know. But I finally managed to. I was happy with his limp. I gave him a modern day limp or whatever it is, but he finally managed to walk somewhat, and so that's that.
Yeah, it's good. So what we're going to do is we're going to add Patrick's videos to our main page here later today, so everybody gets a chance to check those out. But yeah, they're really good. Now, you have a lot of music videos too. I mean, ratios to your songs to the videos. How many did you make into videos?
I started, back in 2007, when I first got on MySpace, I started looking at, I started uploading songs, and I was looking at the internet in general and MySpace, and I said, you know what, I want to, people were paying attention, but I said, you know what, if I put a video, I think I could get more attention and grab more viewers and grab more listeners. And it was a crazy idea. I really never saw myself as an artist. I always saw myself as a musician, and I didn't even know I had this whole other side of me. I had never created. I once took an independent film class in college, and I saw techniques. We had a film one project, but I did nothing in that project. But I had an idea of what independent film was kind of like, and I had some cheap camera. I had, nothing like today. And so I just grabbed the camera, and I had this crazy idea, and I just started filming, and I started, and the next thing you know, I just started building up music videos. And, I don't have music videos for every song. Mm-hmm. I wish I did. I wish I had the creativity for that and the time, but I just try to do my best. And, like I said, I'm just one guy doing what I can with what I have.
Yeah. Well, that brings up another point too. You were telling me that you do all the music yourself, and, it's a one man show basically.
Yeah, I do. Exactly right. I've looked up to people like Lenny Kravitz, huge influence on me, Prince, David Bowie, Trent Reznor, a lot of these guys, Paul McCartney, et cetera, et cetera. I look at a lot of the old school guys, I see myself as an old, I've always been kind of like an old soul. I'm like an old school musician, and these are the guys I grew up idolizing. And they, they would do everything themselves, and they still do everything themselves, of course. Kravitz they have help, obviously, Paul McCartney and Prince. So I at the time when I was in high school, I wanted to form a band. I had my good friend Jesse, who's passed away, and he was my musician buddy, but I was never able to put together a band. I was always the guy that would just sit in with the band. If they needed somebody, I'd play the bass, I'd play the guitar, but I was never that cool guy. I was never too cool for everybody. Right. So, but I was always, since a young age, I was obsessed with recording. I don't know what it was, since a little kid, I was always obsessed with recording. And so I eventually bought a multi-track recorder, and I just started recording my songs. And after I had all these songs recorded, I needed a singer because I couldn't sing. I wasn't a singer. I was a guitar player. I looked up to Jimmy Page. I looked up to Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, Slash. I wanted to be a lead guitar player in a band. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And next thing I had an 80s drum machine, which my uncle had given me or lent me. And I was blessed to have a TR-707, a Roland TR-707. So it gave me an 80s, it gave me a unique sound. And next thing I'm trying to sing, and I've never had the money to put together a band or hire some producer or even for music videos. I, I you know, I never had the money for that. But we're living in a world where you're gonna, you're either gonna sit down, wait for somebody to come and help, or you got to go out there and do it yourself.
Exactly.
So I just said, all right, and I just started singing, and it's been a work in progress, and it is what it is, whatever it is today.
Well, you know, you're coming up with some great stuff, you know, great sounds. And, in fact, we're going to be playing the track that we're actually promoting right now, Sugarless Candy. We're going to be playing that a little bit later on, and we want to tease everybody about that and save it for the one of the last songs. I believe you're, 118 in the charts right now. So, and that is good. And that is, and that's on the big chart, too. That's not, you know, one of these little charts that everybody can get on there. This is the FMQB, which is one of the larger charts. And your name's in there with the other mainstream artists, too.
I'm right behind Britney Spears where I need to be.
So. There you go. There you go. All right, well, we're going to take another really quick break here, listen to another one of Patrick Duval's songs. And this one here is Lover. So when we come back, I want you to explain how you came up with this one here. So, again, don't go away. We're going to be right back on Indie 104 and I Radio LA.
Yeah.
All right, 20 minutes past the hour right here in D104 and I Radio LA. That was Patrick Duvall with Lover, right?
That's right.
And now there's some special, well, you were telling me about it, that you performed that down at, where was it at?
Yeah, I performed that down at Miami Beach Urban Studios, where I met Robert Zuckerman, and I actually was fortunate enough to perform at his Wonderism exhibit. And he had Khalila Ali in attendance. She was actually giving the opening reception for his event. And I recited that song to her. Serenaded that song to her. And she loved it. But, you know, Robert, you know, when you asked me, you know, how did I come up with that song? Mm-hmm. When I started doing these open mics, which is like a coffee house kind of thing, I started changing up, mixing my style a bit. And that song, you know, Robert's been a huge inspiration and an influence in my life. He's like the positive reinforcement I needed. So I wrote that song, you know, adjusted for the setting of the open mic. You know, I've been mixing up my style. And it's kind of like, I try to do kind of like a Jeff Buckley kind of thing where, you know, it's you're not used to me just listening to me with an acoustic guitar. But, you know, if you ever go, you know, to one of the open mics, that's kind of what I do. So that song, you know, is, you know, I adjusted it for a setting like that, like the open mic. And, you know, it's a song that deals with, you know, the struggles, you know, in a relationship, you know, and the other person, you know, may be sad about something and you're just trying to reassure her that you love her, that you need her and you're there for her. And that's what the song's about.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's good to have that. In fact, we just did a show earlier about love. But, you know, a lot of artists, they write songs about their girlfriend leaving them or the boyfriend cheating on them, you know, or something like this. And it's more hatred in there about love. And it's good to have a song that's about love, you know, and loving a person. So my hat's off to you. So that's good.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. let's see here. There was another question I was going to ask, and I forgot all about that. But that's a good question. I forgot to take
maybe
my.
Maybe I should ask you the question.
Yeah, there you go. I forgot to take my ginkgo today.
I'll turn the interview around.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, earlier we're talking about, and I kind of wanted to get into this a little bit later, but earlier we're talking about radio promotions. You know, the track that we're going to be playing a little bit later, Sugarless Candy,
right,
is in the charts right now. And, you know, I always like to ask a question or turn the show when I'm interviewing people around where you're giving advice to new independent artists. So,
okay.
Well, first off,
right,
it's a tough life.
Right.
You know,
right.
So if you could give any kind of advice to somebody that's just starting out in the business, what would you tell them? And I'm putting you on the spot here because we didn't talk about this.
But. No, that's fine. I actually get asked that, you know, and My advice would be, you know, if you have a dream, if you're passionate about something, pursue it. But you got to be prepared to work hard.
Yeah.
If you want to do music, you know, everything now, back when I started, you know, doing recordings in the year 2000 or so, 99, 98, 99, 2000, I was lucky and blessed at the time, before the whole digital age. You know, it was kind of right around that time. I was blessed that I actually invested in a digital recorder. And I started recording my music on a digital recorder. Everything now is, you know, recorded directly into the computer.
Yeah.
So what I recommend is follow your dreams. Work hard. Back in 2007, I started doing these music videos. If you're an independent artist, you cannot, unless you have a lot of money, dad's some rich guy, and you know, and you could afford to hire some director. You're gonna be prepared to you're gonna have to film music videos. This is gonna be the standard for the industry,
yep.
And it already is. If the industry doesn't know it yet, but any independent artist, you have a cell phone, you could film an HD quality music video. And you just need to get editing software, of course, but. You know, you're going to have to start filming your own music videos. It's going to be the standard, even though the industry doesn't know it yet.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're just going to have to go out there and do everything. And you can't sit and wait. You know, I would sit around you know, and wait and hope that somebody was going to contact me and some big guy is going to come. He's gonna send me this email. And no, it doesn't, you know, you're just going to have to go out there and you got to be ruthless. And if nobody contacts you, like nobody's ever contacted me, you just got to keep going. And it's like you against the world. It's like going back to Manipulation Machine. It's like, all right, it's me against you. And this is, you know, I'm going to leave my own. You don't need the industry anymore to give you legacy. You could build your own legacy now through the internet. You could create something. Mm-hmm. And you know, 100 years from now, the next generation is going to look at this generation. And there's going to be a timeline of everything's digital. You know, everything's on the internet. Everything is being stored and saved. And you know, you could build your own legacy. So even you don't really need the industry to help you and guide you. You can, like me, I'm an independent guy. I've never had a help. I've never had a suit contact me, and I've always done everything myself. And like I said, I'm a thorn on the side to some people in the industry because they see me as a guy who's never stopped and doesn't quit. They're probably saying, when is this damn guy going to stop doing music and stop putting out these videos? Yeah. Unfortunately for them, you know, this, you know, at this point in my life, I look back and I see a track. I've done 7 albums. You know, wow. This is who I am. There's no turning, you know, this is what I'm going to do regardless. So regardless of with their, you know, help or not, this is the path that I've set myself on, and it's too late for me to walk away now.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned at the beginning, it's a digital era, and you need to get videos done. Yeah. If people have been paying attention to the news and, you know, what's happening in the world, everybody that's been found, say, in musical or anyway, has been through video on the internet.
Except in my case.
Your day will come. Your day will come. But, you know, like there's some TV shows that all they do is have people that scan YouTube and all that, look for an interesting story or whatever.
They've been scanning the wrong pages.
You'll come up there. And, but yeah, you need to get out there, and you know, and I preach this, but I don't do it because I just don't have the time, and it won't help me out that much. But Facebook, you know, because I think you're on Facebook, you're on Instagram, you're on all the media things, right?
I do the dance, like they call it.
Yeah, so and you have to when you're an independent artist, you have to get out there and do this. So,
you know, back in the MySpace days, I had over 160,000 people, man.
Wow.
Are they
still around? Are they still around? Is it still alive?
You know, I don't even remember my login, but I managed to get on my page and I had like over 130,000 people on my MySpace. But I think those are like old accounts of people that haven't logged in like 5-10 years or whatever it is. And
yeah. Wow. Yeah. Cause I haven't been on there since the big crash, you know, myself, but yeah. MySpace was actually started for independent artists or for musicians.
It was, in my opinion, the best platform, you know, for musicians. You know, I managed to, you know, I was selling songs independently, like I said, all around the world, you know, and you name the country, I sold it, and you know, not in the hundreds, not in the thousands, but I was selling songs, I was selling albums.
Yeah.
And it was just a great platform. It's been the best platform for independent musicians, period.
Yeah, I wish you know, something like that would come back again a little bit, because that was a good platform.
The industry won't allow it, but
yeah, you're right. You know, and it's so different now. You know, just being an independent artist, you know, say in the 90s to now is completely different. And you know, there was record labels then, and and those days are gone.
Talent development, which is a big thing which the industry needs again, you know, they used to actually develop artists and musicians, and if you, you know, they would develop, you would get a development deal, and those days are long gone.
Yeah, that's it. So and you know, I hate to keep putting, you know, my head getting bigger here, but that's why stations like Indie 104 are out here to help the independent artist get their music heard. All right, speaking of music heard, we're going to play another song right now. So we are out of time for this segment, so stay tuned. We got another song from Patrick Duvall coming up. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Patrick right here, Indie 104 and iRadio LA. Alrighty, 11:35 right here in the Los Angeles area. Hi, Mark Maverick. With Mark Maverick in the Mornings, you're listening to Indie 104 and iRadio LA, and we have a special guest today, Patrick Duvall, and you just heard his song Muse. And what can you tell us about Muse?
Oh, well, Muse is a song that gives rock and roll its mojo back. that's the way I see it. It's a song about the power of a beautiful woman. and the effect she has on an artist. She inspires him in every way, makes him want to create, and at the same time, he craves for her loves and craves for every inch of her body and wants to make her his and turn his painting or his song or his creation into an image and reflection of her. Does that make any sense, Mark?
Yeah. That's just like every man. Right there. Now, I think this is another song, Obscured.
That's the album.
That's the album. Okay. Right. And we had some notes written down here, is like the writing and recording processes and stuff like that. What can you tell us how you, because you play all your own instruments, so how do you put this together?
Right. So, I wanted to put together a really good album. So it always starts, you know, I write everything, I produce everything, and it always starts off with the songwriting, in my opinion. I do my thing, you know. It's so natural for me that I can't even remember, you know, most of the experience. But I put these songs down, start off with the guitar, I write the song, and then I try to put a beat to it, you know. So I start messing around. I use a TR-707. For some songs, like Crush, I use the TR-707, and Dream, I use the TR-707. That's a 1985-86 drum machine. I mean, we're going way back. Mm-hmm. I like it because it gives me a vintage, different sound. It sounds like nothing that's out there.
Yeah.
I also use a Boss DR-880. Once I get the beat down, that's the first thing I record. I record the drums. And then I'll move over to the guitar, or I'll move over to the bass. It really doesn't matter to me. It just depends on the song. I do a lot of freestyling. I freestyle a lot of the lyrics, Mark. It's really weird. I really don't write down anything. Lately, as I've been maturing as a writer, as an artist, as a musician, you know, and since I'm starting to lose my memory a little bit, I'm starting to write stuff down.
I lost mine a long time ago.
I'm getting up there where I can't remember half of the stuff I say. So a lot of the times, when I'm writing the songs, and I get my cell phone and I hit record, and that's how I remember, you know, a lot of these songs. So I started building the album, and like I said, it's Obscured. The album title comes from, you know, me being on this long, empty road for such a long time as a musician, and I feel like I've been obscured in some aspects, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, yeah. Now, do you record in your own private studio, or do you take it in? And, you know,
no,
so you
I do. I do everything here privately at home. I have all my equipment. Like I said, Mark, I ain't got money for that.
Yeah, it gets expensive. I know people that are paid over $50,000 for an
album. I try to do the best with what I got. You know, when it comes to video production, when it comes to my music, I like the fact, though, that I have everything here, and you know, you could we're living in such a digital age. You could write, record a song, and upload it right away. Of course, I copyright everything, so I take more of an industry kind of standard when it comes to that, but you know, everything's changing. You know, eventually, those big recording studios, that's gonna be who could afford that? You know,
yeah. So, well, you know, with the technology we have nowadays, right, and the quality of it, I mean.
They have GarageBand now. They have GarageBand on your cell phone. You know, you can get your cell phone and start recording tracks. And
on the cell phone now? Wow.
I mean, people have told me about it. I don't go that route. But, you know, like I said, like anybody out there listening who wants to record music, you know, I mean, you don't need a lot of money to do this anymore. Anybody could just go and do it. And maybe that's why there's a lot of clutter and a lot of sound in the internet, but
well, you know, and you know, like anybody can record their own stuff, but again, then you have to do a little research on how to master it too, because mm-hmm. you do have to mix and master. You just can't record it and throw it together. So see, because your stuff sounds like it's been in the big production studio. So you learned
I appreciate, you know, I still hear things here and there. There's a, I won't mention one particular song, but there's one song where I wish I could go back and edit something out. I'm just constantly criticizing. You know, I got like that, there's the producer in me and then there's the musician in me. Mm-hmm. And the producer in me sometimes tells the musician, hey, you messed up over here and we got to go back and do this again.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, years ago, I was with a record label, and I'm one of the producers, and sometimes you can overproduce. You need to know when to stop, you know.
That sounds like most modern-day music on radio.
Yeah.
Everything's so overproduced, and in my opinion, that's why everything kind of sounds the same, and that's there's not much, you know, the number one complaint I get from people is that there's not a lot of unique artists out there.
Yes.
And it's everything is just heavily produced, overly produced, and controlled, you know, and that's why I like what I do, Mark. I'm just selling myself here for a second.
No, go ahead. That's what it's all about, man.
I like that I have the creative freedom of just writing and producing and doing, you know, and I think I do a good job. You know, my songs are 3.5 minutes for the most part. And
that's good, too. See, that's another thing, too. If you are going to write a song and you wanted to try to get airplay, it's got to be... You know, 3.5, no more than 3.5 minutes, you know, roughly, because if it's too long, because everything is about time.
That's right.
You know, they're not going to play it. I think the days of Freebird are over.
Yeah. Unfortunately, but it's true. It's very true.
Yeah. So there's got to be those radio edit ones. And speaking of radio edit, this last song, Muse, you know, you were saying, hey, did you get the radio edit version? I said, yeah, you know, it has edit on it.
I say some dirty bad words. You don't want to get fined.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's another thing. If you send your music to radio stations to try to get some airplay, make sure it is an edited version. There is, you know, where there's no bad words on there at all, because they're just going to put it in the... Well, it used to be file 13 in the waste can. Now, since it's digital, I don't know, you know, delete it.
Right.
So,
right.
So good job that you have both versions of it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Awesome.
A big shout out to Laura Hollister of Jerome Promotions.
Yes.
For letting me know about the radio edited version of that song.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of Laura and Jerome Promotions, they're the ones that sent me Sugarless Candy that we're promoting right now on the charts. And let's see, you're at 118 right now, all the way up to 118, which is, you know, some people are going, like, oh, 118. But when you got to think of all the thousands of songs that are submitted, right. You know, that's good. And you're still climbing, because how many weeks have we been doing that? Just a couple.
Well, the first chart came out last week. I was 164, so I jumped to 118 this week.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm right behind Britney Spears where I need to be. So.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, you just started in the charts, so you got many weeks to go, and hopefully we can get you up to number one, so that'll be great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Now, let's get back to the radio promotion side. I mean, there's a lot of radio promoters out there, and I'm on the other side of it, but as an independent artist, do you think it's important to have a radio promoter?
I see a big difference. Let me tell you, I have been doing music a long time, and I've never gone down this route. I've never had the money to go down this route.
Yeah.
You know, like any other product, you need money to promote it. You know, you can go out there on social media, do it yourself, but if you could, you know, if you have a few extra dollars and you could hire somebody to help promote it. But it's been, for me, it's been fantastic. I was talking to Laura actually about it, and like she said, people could always generate social media. You could always go on Twitter and you could buy Twitter followers. You could buy Instagram followers. You could buy YouTube, you know, subscribers. It's there's a lot of, you know, manipulation out there. You know, like going back to manipulation machine, there's a lot of manipulation in social media where there's a lot of fabricated and generated numbers. Mm-hmm. But I've charted, and nobody could ever take that away from me. And I could add that to my resume. So it's definitely worth the investment.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and if you don't get a radio promoter, you will not be able to get in the charts.
Yeah.
You know, that's right. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I'll just do it myself, send it to all these radio stations. Well, first off, you have to know who to send it to and call. And like myself, I don't just take anybody. In fact, there's a couple people, hey, can you play this song, you know, or chart this song?
Right.
And I go, nope, you're not a radio promoter. So,
right.
Anyway, we're going to take another quick break here. We're going to listen to Sugarless Candy, which is the hit right now, at charting at 118 and climbing, from Patrick Duvall, right here, Indy 104 and iRadio LA. Don't go away. Alrighty, 49 minutes past the hour, Indy 104 and iRadio LA. Mark Maverick, and our special guest today is Patrick Duvall, and that was his charting song, Sugarless Candy. And this one here you got a video out for, too, and it's, you have a, what do you call it, a fembot or a female robot or something?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
A sugar bot.
There you go, sugar bot, and you put sugar in her to activate her. And I didn't get a chance to watch the whole video yet because I just got it just before the show. Well, first off, tell us, what is the song really about, and then tell us a little bit about the video.
Well, sugarless candy. What could sugarless candy possibly be about? Diabetic candy, perhaps, maybe?
Yeah, okay.
A song for diabetics?
yeah.
No, in all actuality, it's a song about a girl or a woman that leads you on, gives you every indication in the world that she likes you. She begins to reel you in with that fishing rod, and you take the bait. And she's, you know, simply playing, you know, hard to get, mind games.
Is she standing over there, by the way? Is that who you're looking at?
No, I'm actually looking at a paper. It's my cheat sheet.
Oh, okay.
it's a candy with no sugar. You know, she's not sweet. She's bitter and sour, and she has your heart, but she's not interested in love. It's a fun song. I wanted to make a fun video. I could have easily, you know, I think the industry standard for a video like Sugarless Candy would have been some chick in a bikini and pouring some sugar all over her body with chocolate, you know, going to every crevice of her body. I wanted to get creative. I wanted to do something different. So I created a sugar bot. You know, basically, she, you know, it's like Frankenstein when they create Frankenstein, you know, but she needs sugar to operate. And so when she runs out of sugar, it's like a car without oil. She starts to break down and shuts down and leads to my frustration. And like I said, it's like she's like, you know, she turns off
and
breaks my heart.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to go watch it the whole way through there. And again, all these videos that we're talking about, we're gonna put on our link on indie104.com, and everybody's gonna get a chance to check out all those videos. But speaking of videos and websites and all that stuff, go ahead and tell everybody your website.
Sure, it's patrickdoval.com. That's Patrick, and then DOVAL.com. You could go on there. You could find all sorts of goodies. You know, I give updates. I give news. I give, you know, little blogs. You could find my whole music catalog on there, streaming for free. You could find my music video catalog. You can links to my social media, to iTunes, to Amazon MP3, you know, a shop. Also, all sorts of good stuff. So make sure you go out there and check me out.
There you go. And, you know, if you're really big into Facebook, because you're into Facebook, right?
I guess I'm big into it. I mean, you got to do the social media, like you said. So, yeah it's
okay,
I'm constantly checking my...
All right, so you get under. That's the main thing I wanted to say. So if you are not a, what do you call it, friend on Facebook with Patrick, I challenge you. Today, get over there on Facebook and friend him or whatever it's called now and Facebook him and tell him that, hey, we heard you on Indie 104. So even if you are a fan and a friend of him, get on there and say, hey, we heard you live on Indie 104.
And make sure you subscribe on my YouTube channel and my Instagram and all that good stuff.
Yeah. Now, speaking of YouTube and videos, the song that we're going to play as we go out, Dream. I think you said you're in the process of making a video for that one, right?
Yeah, I'm about a week away, or you know, maybe I don't like putting a timetable on it, but I'm about a week away, maybe 2 weeks away from releasing a new video. Dream. It's probably the most it's my favorite one of my favorite videos, if not the most favorite video I've ever done. It's very surreal. It's you know. Like dreams, you know, that are very surreal, and there's a lot of fantasy in it. I'm on a flying magic carpet. I go up to the moon. I go to the sun. I get on a balloon and it takes me up. I get eaten by a big great white shark. I end up in its belly. It's very surreal. It's very cool. Very creative. And I'm really enjoying this video. I really like this video a lot. I think it's going to surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, well, when it comes out, when you're finished with it, go ahead and email me so we can put it up on the website, you know, because we want to be first, you know, like hear it here. We also want to see it here first, you know. So once it gets out there, and we'll tell everybody that it's out and ready to go. But, yeah, these videos are fantastic. And like I said, my favorite one is the manipulation machine. I like that one there because that was kind of neat. I was going to ask you this here. Who's the actress in those?
Oh, that's Crystal, my lovely girl, and she's, You know, back in 2007 when I got this crazy idea, she's my backbone, because she's the only one who's really supported me and gone along with my crazy idea. And I was a horrible director when we first started, and I would frustrate her a lot.
Yeah.
And but you know, I've gotten better, and you know, she's enjoying it now, and she goes along with whatever I tell her to do, so I love it.
Hey, that sounds pretty nice, sir. Oh man! Well, we'll give her a big shout out here too, as well. Is she there, or is she out right now?
No, she's at work. She's at work. But shout out to Crystal. A shout out to Laura Hollister. Shout out to John and the Juju Crew.
The Juju Crew. Okay, you're gonna have to explain that one there. What's the Juju Crew?
Juju Crew is I actually have a little crew on Facebook. You know, like I've been telling you, I'm a huge collector of vintage toys and Hot Wheels, and that's my one passion and hobby outside of music and creating videos. I like, you know, I'm a toy guy. I don't know, it brings me back to when I was a kid, I guess. So there's a couple guys in there, you know, three guys and me, and every time I write a song, well, not write a song, every time I create a video, they're the first ones that see it. So, and we help each other out every time we need an item or, you know, so that's my Juju Crew out there.
Oh, awesome. That is good. Well, hopefully they're listening right now too. But
oh, they are. They
yeah.
are.
And again, if you didn't get a chance to listen to the whole show, we're going to have that up on indie104.com. Just look for Patrick Duvall's kind of blog space.
Oh, also, really quick, oh, Robert yeah. Zuckerman.
Oh, yeah.
I can't forget Robert Zuckerman. Big shout out to him, my mentor. You know, the positive reinforcement I've needed in my life, and without him, I would not be here today, you know. So big shout out to Robert Zuckerman. Thank you yeah. for all you do, Rob.
Awesome. And that is a name that everybody knows there, too, so awesome. But again, if you missed the whole show and you want to listen to, or you just want to listen to it again, it'll be on indie104.com a little bit later on today. Just look for Patrick Duvall, and we'll see some pictures and videos, links to his website as well, in case you forgot to write those down. And you can click on the link that you can hear the interview again. So, awesome. All right, let's see. We got 2 minutes and 42 seconds left there. What else do you want to talk about? This is your show.
My know. Show. Yeah. Well, listen up, people.
Pretend like you're the director for one of your videos.
You guys are going to go out there, and you're going to go to my website, and you're going to check out my music, check out my videos. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's something that I'm very passionate about. It's something I like to do. Like I said, I'm a one-man working crew. You know, besides Crystal, who helps me out with the music videos, she's a beautiful actress in my videos. It's just me doing all the music, doing all the videos. Like I said, it's something I've been doing for a long time. And anybody out there listening that wants to do music, wants to do videos, I hope you guys get inspired. It's something that happens to me a lot. I have people, random people, come up to me and get in, especially kids, and are inspired by what I'm doing. Awesome. And that's the reason why I keep going. And like I said, once again, Robert Zuckerman, if, you know, I was going to quit music, and then I met him, called him Robert Zimmerman, and I was like, oops, and it was Zuckerman, and, you know, we've had a great, you know, relationship where he's been the positive reinforcement I've needed, and everybody needs that. Any musician out there, anybody who's got some crazy idea, you need a positive reinforcement in your life. Without somebody next to you giving you that, you know, going along with your crazy idea, you're never going to get to the next point. So make sure you find somebody that believes in you, has faith in your crazy idea, and goes along with your wacky craziness. And awesome. That's all you need. That's
well, you need. This is a tough job. The entertainment business in general is really hard nowadays, and you have to put your whole life and heart into it. And don't get frustrated, because it's going to be a long road.
Oh, yeah, it's a long journey, yeah.
And,
journey.
Yeah, and there is a lot of frustrations and a lot of closed doors, but some doors open up too. So you just got to
Just stay away research. From the liquor, stay away from the drugs, and stay away from the sex.
There, so. Well, two out of three. You know, I got to drink something. No,
a little orange juice. Yeah, with a little vodka in it.
Yeah, there you go.
All righty. Patrick Duvall, thank you very much for coming online with us today. It's been a pleasure. And we're going to leave, go out with one of your other tracks, Dreams. So stay tuned for that one there. So don't go away. And thanks for coming on with us.
The moon.